Okay, we're going to start now with principles of effective wording. And I know nothing better than this. I mean, you can read books, you can get books on it, but this is great. Because it's all from Proverbs. Because Proverbs has so much to say. If you haven't heard me say this before, I want to tell you, we had a daughter that lied. She didn't lie to get out of trouble. She just lied to lie. See, if someone lies to get out of trouble, that makes sense. Did you do that? No. You know, and there's, you know, red ink all over their hands and red fingerprints all over the wall. And, you know, I think I figured it out. First of all, I shouldn't have asked. I'm setting them up to lie. If I know they did it, you know, I shouldn't ask, did you do it? You know. You may say, why did you do it? Some don't think that's a good idea. But somewhere, it's got to be addressed some way or another. But we could not break her. I mean, on the way home from school, did an elephant really step on the kindergarten teacher, you know, or whatever. I mean, it was just stuff like that all the time. From then all the way up, she gets older and older. It's still the same. If she said it, did it happen? Was it true? It's horrible when you can't believe your kid. And I mean, my wife even changed the flavor of soaps, you know, when she got used to, you know, Lifebuoy and Lava and Lux and all, you know. But I mean, we tried everything, you know. But then one thing that really began to work is I just cried out to God. I said, God, what can we do? Because if you can't believe somebody, it's awful. I mean, because it wouldn't have to be any life or death or anything. It's just you weren't sure if you got an answer, was it accurate? And so I had to go through Proverbs, a chapter a day, for 5 days. And she was to write down in longhand every verse on words, tongue, and mouth, and speech. She was to write the verses down. Then I would meet with her. I met with each one of my kids an hour a week where we usually had Bible studies or information, or really tried, where I tried to work with them as a dad. And so we would read that verse, and I'd ask her, what does it say? And what is God really saying? Because King James is not always the easiest to figure. I mean, it rhymes well, but what does it really mean? So she would write. Here she had the verses written down, and then there was a line. And then over here she wrote down what it said. And we went through the whole all Proverbs. I mean, what are you doing? Every day you're looking at what God says about talking. You know, then you're meeting with your dad and summarizing all the stuff you had that week. Then the next week you do it. And it really began to sink in the importance of what? Mouth, tongue, and speech. Because this is not all the verses on Proverbs that's on that. You'd be shocked. It's one of the major themes of Proverbs is that whole thing, words.